Mr. Paul P. Please help me welcome Paul.
Hey, everybody. I'm Paul. I'm an alcoholic. I think I'm being recorded, so I got to watch what I say. No, I'm just playing. That's always a thing. So I got sober on September 8th, 2011. And I got sober in Northern California. You know, I pretty much grew up in L.A. and, you know, lived in South Central, Compton, Watts, and then moved to the Bay Area. So I lived in Oakland and Richmond and all up and down there. Pretty rough neighborhoods. Phoenix is rough, too. You know, so is Arizona in general. You know, and I don't know. I got sober, and I was like, you know, what am I going to do with my life? I was like 27 years old, and I was like, dude, I think I'm kind of like late in the game, you know? And I had like this whole like rap sheet and like, you know, like multiple arrests, like a dozen arrests, and, you know, and I just like three different states, and, you know, I was like, dude, what am I going to do, you know? So I got sober, and my sponsor sort of got me a job, and then, you know, I was like, well, you know, I think I want to be a substance abuse counselor or whatever, you know. Naturally, a lot of people early in recovery want to be that. They want to do that, you know, and it's great because you get more information. So I took some classes and stuff like that, and that was good, you know, but I was like, man, making like $48,000 a year or like $40,000 a year, that's not enough, you know. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go back to school and, you know, do the deal. So I went back to university. I finished my degree. And then after that, I got a decent job, you know. And it was sort of a struggle, though, you know, because, I mean, employers wouldn't take me because, you know, they asked those kind of questions like, hey, you know, have you ever been arrested or have you ever been convicted and stuff like that. And what I learned with that is, just to be honest, you know, but not to say too much, you know, there's sort of a fine line with honesty. There's like being honest and then being way too honest, you know what I mean? And so I learned to be not way too honest. And, you know, so then I decided, you know, so I started working and doing odd jobs. And then I was like, you know what, I want to go to law school, you know. So then I went to law school. And, you know, in my addendum to law school, because they ask you, have you ever had any contacts with law enforcement? Like, my thing was like 6 pages long, single-spaced, you know what I mean? And, you know, I told them about it, and some law schools didn't even want to touch me, you know? And that's fine, I don't blame them, you know? So then finally I got into a law school, and then, like, I just did it in, like, 2 years, you know? Like, I just hit it hard, I was sober, you know, and I finished law school. And then I got a little gig at the public defender's office, you know. So that's how I know Phoenix and Arizona and Tucson's really wild, you know, because I worked at the public defender's office, like, you know what I mean? Man, it's a scary place. You know, so, you know, and then I had to wait like 2 years, you know, for my character and fitness to pass. And how am I on time? Do I got like 6 minutes left? 8 minutes, all right, cool. And so I was like, you know, in law school, like stressing out. I'm like, dude, you know, my background, I don't think they're going to let me be a lawyer. I'm spending all this money, you know. But I think I had like about maybe like 5 years of sobriety, like about that much. And then I started going to like a lawyer's meeting, you know. So they have like, you know, like meetings that are like off the AA schedule. Like, you know, they have meetings for judges, lawyers, doctors, you know, nurses, like all kinds of professional meetings that are just off the radar. So I started going to those, and I started meeting guys that sort of had like a past like me, you know. And just like AA, those guys gave me hope, you know. So I was just like, man, I'm like, dude, that guy was way crazier than my stuff is right here. And I'm like, if he passed, I'll be fine, you know what I mean. But you know, it took about 2 years for them to like finally like clear my background and, you know, do all that kind of stuff. So then I was like, you know, like working like a regular odd job or whatever. But then finally, like, I became a lawyer, you know, and it was like a big blessing. You know what I mean? I mean, so it was like 7 years in the program, you know, and like finally I became a lawyer. So, I mean, my point is, you know, you got to be patient with this kind of stuff. You know, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, if you're like a convicted felon or two-time convicted felon, you know, or even if you have misdemeanor, misdemeanors aren't anything, you know. But, I mean, if you have like that kind of stuff, you just need a little bit, you know, more time. And eventually, like, everything will just work out. I mean, society is pretty forgiving, but they just want people to, they just want to see that you're able to stay clean and sober for like a few years at least, you know. And so I don't know if you guys know who the rapper Nipsey Hussle is, but me and him went to school together when we were kids, you know. Like, he used to ride the school bus with me, and you know, his brother used to play on the basketball team with me. And the reason I bring him up is because he was like really into being an entrepreneur, you know. So you know, there's a entrepreneur right here, you know, and so am I, because I started my own practice. I'm like, screw working for somebody else, you know. If I'm going to do all that work is going to be for me. You know, I was already a corporate slave at one point in my life. You know, I'm not doing it again. So, you know, and the thing about being an entrepreneur is that you can be an entrepreneur and have felonies, you know, and you could start up your own business if you wanted to. You know, and but you know, sometimes it also takes like somebody to be willing to work like a minimum wage job. You know, so if you have a record and you're like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna work the, you know, I landed this job with a company that hires felons, so that's great. You know, so do that job, but on the side, you know, you can always find something you're passionate about and build your business like after hours. You know, so. I mean, that's been my experience. That's what I did, you know. So I worked a job, and then, you know, like, I started my own law practice, and, you know, I learned the business side of it. I'm still learning the business side of it. And, you know, it's quite complex, and it can get overwhelming, but it's really fun for me, you know, so I enjoy doing that. And, you know, if you guys like have any questions like about how to, you know, start your own business, or you know, if you guys got like some questions about like, hey, I have a record, like what should I do, you know. And you know, I have some of my cards on me, so you know, I'm not going to be charging nobody anything, but you know, if anybody wants to talk or you know, anything like that, you know, I'll give you my number, and I'll, you know, like, help you guys out, you know, because I've been through it, and, you know, it's really rewarding, man, you know, like, I just can't work for, like, minimum wage or whatever, you know what I mean? I don't like doing that. I mean, sobriety has been a great journey, and, you know, my message to you guys is just, like, hang in there. You know, at times I wanted to quit. You know, I was like, man, I'm not getting a good job. You know, I came this far, you know, went back to school, did this and that. And there were times in my sobriety where I just wanted to throw in the towel and just be like, man, this is too much. You know, it's not going to happen. But I just held on to my seat, and I kept going to meetings. And, dude, and it just happens. You know what I mean? Like, God just works things out for you. I'm not lying to you, man. Like, I'm telling you. And dude, it's just like, bam, bam, money, 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 you know, and it's like success, 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 you know, and there's some reward there, you know, there's some gratitude there. And it's all because of the program, and it's all because of AA and, you know, just staying connected. You know what I mean? So a lot of you guys are really young in here, you know. So I hope you guys stick around, man. If I got sober like this young, like, I'd probably be a doctor or something. I don't know. maybe not. But I'm going to keep mine short. So in case you guys have questions later, feel free to ask us or come up to me later. Thank you.